Reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. I don't think we have the verse written. Is it written? If it is not, we can put it in the screen. Put it to screen. So there is text number 260, 61 and 62 doesn't have the purport. So I will read the translation. Thereafter, Sanatana Goswami met the Lord again. And the Lord tested him in the scorching heat during the month of Jyeshtha. Being pleased, the Lord sent Sanatana Goswami back to Vrindavan. After that, he was fed wonderfully by the hand of Sri Advaita Acharya. After sending Sanatana Goswami back to Vrindavan, the Lord privately consulted with Sri Nityananda Prabhu. He then sent him to Bengal to preach love of Godhead. Now the sloka we are here. Translation. Soon afterward, Ballabhavata met the Lord at Jagannath Puri, and the Lord explained to him the import of the holy name of Krishna. Ballabhata is the head of the Vaishnava Sampradaya known as the Ballabha Sampradaya. In Western India, there is a long story about Ballabha Acharya narrated in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, specifically in the 7th chapter of the Antya Leela and the 19th chapter of Madhya Leela. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu visited the house of Ballabha Acharya on the other side of Prayag in a place known as Adaila Grama. Later, Ballabhavata saw Chaitanya Mahaprabhu at Jagannath Puri to explain his commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. He was very proud of his writing, but Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu corrected him, telling him that a Vaishnava should be humble and follow in the footsteps of his predecessors. The Lord told him that his pride in being superior to Sridhar Swami was not at all befitting a Vaishnava. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Salakaya Chakchur in militam yena tasme sri guravenam. Sri Chaitanya mano bhistam stapitam yena bhutale. Swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadanti. Bandeham sri guru sri yuta padakamalam. Sri gurun vaishnavamscha. Sri rupam sagrajatam sahagana raghunathanvitam tam sajivam. Sadvaitam savadhutam parijana sahitam krishna chaitanya devam. Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Sri Visakhan Vitamsa Namom Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Nitinamine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Paschatya Desatarine Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gaur Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajesha Tanayam, Saddhama Vrindavanam, Ramya Kachid Upasana, Brajabadhu Bhargena Yakalpita. Srimad Bhagavatam Pramanamavalam, Prema Pumartamahan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhur Matamidam, Tatradara Napara. So this is a beautiful first time of their Lordship, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. As we read here, Ballabhavata or Ballabhacharya is a great Vaishnava. He was the head of the Ballava Sampradaya. He started the movement, the Ballava Sampradaya. So we will go through that. That he has written a wonderful commentary on Bhagavatam. But he was very proud of his work, and because of his pride, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not accept it that. And finally his pride was destroyed by many devotees as well as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So that will go. This is the little pastime that, you know, happened in Jagannath Puri. Although it's not here today in today's purport, but that's in the Antalila and the seventh chapter. The whole chapter is all about Ballavavata and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's discussion. So I would like to sing a bhajan before we are speaking something about the Chaitanya Charitamrita. And since we are speaking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu, so I thought that it is appropriate today we can sing a bhajan about them before we are starting. Should we turn the lights off, maybe? Gauranga bolite habe pulaka sarira Gauranga balite habe pulaka sarira hari hari balite na anubhave nira hari hari balite na anubhave nira Gauranga balite habe pulaka sarira Gauranga balite habe Pulaka sarira Ar kobe nitai chander koruna haibe Ar kobe nitai chander koruna haibe संसार बासन मोर कबे तुच्छ हबे संसार बासन मोर कबे तुच्छ हबे गौरांग बोलिते हबे लक शरीरा गौरंग बलिते हबे पुलक शरीरा विषय छाड़िया कबे शुद्ध हईबे मन विषय छाड़िया कबे शुद्ध हईबे मन कबे हम हेरे बो श्री वृंदावन कबे हम हेरे बो श्री वृंदावन गौरांग बलिते हबे पुलक शरीरा गौरांग बलिते हबे पुलक शरीरा रूप रघुनाथ पदे हईबे आकुति रूप रघुनाथ पदे हईबे आकुति कबे हम बुझब से जुगल प्रीति कबे हम बुझब से जुगल प्रीति गौरांग बलिते हबे पुलक शरीरा
রঙ্গা বলিতে হবে পুলক শরীরা রূপ রঘুনাথ পদে রহু মোর আস রূপ রঘুনাথ পদে রহু মোর আস প্রার্থনা করে সদা নরতম দাস প্রার্থনা করে সদা নরতম দাস গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে পুলক শরীরা গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে পুলক শরীরা হরি হরি বলিতে নয়ন ববে নীর গৌরাঙ্গ বলিতে হবে পুলক শরীরা
So this is a nice bhajan. It was compiled by Narottam Das Thakur. Narottam Das Thakur is one of the great Vaishnav who has written so many wonderful, wonderful bhajans, and that's called Saranagati. From Saranagati, this bhajan has come from. So many bhajans. Saranagati means how to be humble. Yeah. How to respectful to the Lord. How to knowing all these things. Sachimata, maybe?
Surrender.
Yes. Saranagati, surrender. And these bhajans are all amazing bhajans. So one of that we sang today. And the meaning of the bhajan is Gauranga Balite Habe Pulaka Sarira. When will the time will come that by chanting the name of Gauranga, my whole body will be shivering. Pulaka Sarira. Tremble. Shivering. And Hari Hari Balite Nayane Bhavenira. And by chanting the name of Hari, Hari, my eye will be full of tear. So this is the meaning in the first step. But there is a lot of meaning in the, you know, in this bhajan. But in word by word we can say that. So in this bhajan, how to be a surrendered Vaishnava, Narottam Das Thakur describing and telling us. Narottam Das Thakur He himself is the most surrendered soul to his guru and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His guru is Lokanath Goswami. And that's another big thing, you know, how he got the initiation. Lokanath Goswami had only one disciple. That was only Narottam Das Thakur. And how he got the initiation? He was begging the initiation from Lokanath Goswami, and Lokanath Goswami said that you are most qualified because he's from a royal order and very knowledgeable. Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Sitaram Lachman Hanuman Gaur Nitai Srila Prabhupada Ki. So Narottam Das Thakur was from the royal order as well as a great scholar. And he wanted to take initiation from Lokanath Goswami, and he was approaching. Each time he would approach to get initiation, he would always be rejected then and there without any delay. Any further delay, Lokanath Goswami will say, no. I have no qualification for giving you initiation. I am the most sinful person. How can I give you initiation? You are already so exalted. So please don't ask me initiation. I can get your association and I will be purified. How can you think that? So he was not giving the initiation. Each time he would approach, very humbly, just, you know, pay his obeisances like a rod, fallen like a rod, and, you know, in front of Lokanath Goswami. But he would never melt a bit even. He would say, initiation is not my part. I can't give initiation to you. And he has tried again and again and again, years after years. There was no success. Then once he realized that I don't get any service, I can't serve my guru, he is my master. And I can't also do that. He is not giving me any service. He is saying that, no. I don't need any disciple. And any time he asked any service, also said that, what I need? I'm a, you know, beggar. I don't need anything. I live in a mud hut, far away from any locality, any human being. Why you are coming to the jungle and, you know, thinking that, you know, you will do any service? What service you can do even? He would say that any service you will give. And he said that, no, I don't have any service for you. There is no service. So he would not get any service. So Narottam Das Thakur was also not easily giving up person. So he started then following wherever Lokanath Goswami would go. And he would do the thing that, you know, you can't even think. In your mind, unthinkable he has done at the end. Lokanath Goswami would go for his, you know, before taking shower. We didn't have the toilets. He would go outside, pass, and he would come. And Narottam Das Thakur will go that area and clean that area. He will take that thing and clean that area, and it will be clear. Next day when he comes, that area is cleaned. So that's the service he thought that he can do. So he started doing that service for such a long time. And Lokanath Goswami was thinking, what's happening? Who is doing this? Who is this rascal doing this service? And he was really, really upset that who could do such kind of things. One day, after passing, then Lokanath Goswami has left, but he didn't left actually. He was hiding behind a bush and, you know, thinking that who is that I'm going to catch him. And here Narottam Das Thakur came. He was about to clean that area and he immediately run and grab him. Why? He's the thief. Here is the thief. You are doing this all the time. So this is the saranagati of, or surrender of Narottam Das Thakur, that how to please a guru although the guru didn't wanted to give initiation, and he was doing the unthinkable to please the guru, which is not in this material world we can think about it, that someone can do such kind of things to please. But he has done that, and finally he got the initiation. Lokanath Goswami accepted him as a disciple, and he had the only one disciple. He never had second disciple. That's the only disciple he would have, he had. And he would serve. So that's a long story, but this is the thing. That's what happened. And then the second step is Ar kobe nitai chander koruna hoive. Nitai Chandra. When Nityananda Prabhu will be merciful towards me. When by His mercy will the desire of the material enjoyment become very insignificant. When the mind is completely purified, being freed from material anxieties and desires, then I shall be able to understand Vrindavan and the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. And then my spiritual life will be successful. To understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna is not a simple thing. To understand the if we are chanting for such a long period, but to understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, it's a long process. And every day it is a learning process for us, that how Radha and Krishna, their pastimes, it should not be taken in any other way. Radha and Krishna, the love affair of Radha and Krishna is totally different, totally separate from this material world. They are not exactly the love affair of this material world, how it is happening between man and woman. So it is totally different. So to understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna, a person has to be surrendered, has to be hearing the Bhagavatam and Chaitanya Charitamrita. There is so many people, they have thought that, you know, this guru or that guru is more qualified for teaching us Gopi Bhav or Radha Bhav. But Srila Prabhupada has given everything to us. There is not even one thing is missing that we need to go somewhere else to find out this conjugal love or Radha and or, you know, Gopi Bhav. These are not important. These are not required at all to go anywhere outside. Srila Prabhupada has given everything. The Chaitanya Charitamrita itself is the most precious scripture that so tells us, describes us the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. So this is one of the things. Sometime we have seen our devotees, they think that they can get something more. But what more you can get? It's everything is here. The Parama Karuna Pahu Duijana Nitai Gaura Chandra Sava Avatara Sarasiramani Kevala Ananda Kanda. Out of all the incarnations, the Nityananda Prabhu and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most munificent incarnation they have incarnated here. And they are the most merciful. And through them, through the Guru Parampara, we can understand the conjugal love of Radha and Krishna. So this is the thing. And then Narottam Das Thakur saying that Rupa Raghunatha Pade Haive Akuti Kabe Ama Bujavase Jugala Piriti. When shall I be very much eager to study the books left by the six Goswamis, headed by Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami? By their instruction, I shall be able to properly understand the loving efforts of Radha and Krishna. So we know there is six Goswamis. they are all the associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Anyone can tell the name? Begin with Rupa Goswami, Sanatan Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhatta Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami. So these are the six Goswamis. So they have given us the instructions how to get the love of Godhead. So that's what we are reading here. Then again he is saying, Rupa Raghunatha Pade Rahu Moro As. My only inspiration is to attain the lotus feet of the six Goswamis headed by Rupa Goswami and Srila Raghunath Goswami, Das Goswami. So Narottam Das certainly prays to attain their lotus feet. To getting Krishna, Narottam Das Thakur is saying, getting Krishna, it is just like the mirage. It's not easy to find, get the, love of Godhead. But if I can somehow get the association or the, benediction, the blessings of the six Goswamis, then there is a chance I can get the love of Godhead. So this is the meaning of the bhajan. Then we'll come to the pastime of the Lord, as we discussed. In 1486, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared exactly 533 years ago in this world. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. There was two main reasons why he appeared. First reason was the external reason. We'll come to that point. And another is internal reason. Two reasons why the Lord have appeared here 533 years ago. And Mahaprabhu's also, see, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's avatar is called Channa avatar. Anybody know about Channa avatar? Channa means, it's very confidential. It's not told, it's Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's avatar is not coming as an avatar of or incarnation of all the incarnations the Lord incarnated in the past. So that's why it's called Channa avatar. But that doesn't mean that 533 years ago Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came and it was not written anywhere. It was in Srimad Bhagavatam, Srila Vyasadev says that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu will come in Kali Yuga. Krishna Varna Tvisa Krishnam Sangha Pangastra Parsadam Yajna Sankirtana Praya Yajanti Sumedasa. So the Supreme Personality of Godhead is coming in this age of Kali as a sannyasi. And how he is coming? Krishna Varna Tvisa Krishnam. Tisva Akrishna, actually, that is the meaning of this sloka. Krishna Varnam Tisa. Tisa means the bodily complexion. And Akrishna, it's not the color of Krishna. And what will be his bodily complexion? It will be Gauranga. Gauranga.
Gauranga.
Gauranga means Gaur. There is two words, Gaur and Anga. Gaur means golden. And Anga means the limbs. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as the molten gold color. So that's why his name was called Gauranga. Gaurahari also he's called. Gaurahari. The Hari who incarnated like a golden form. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared as Gauranga Mahaprabhu in 1486. In the city of Navadip and Sridham Mayapur, there is a place called Yogapit. Mahaprabhu incarnated there under a neem tree. That's why his name was called also Nimai. Nima, isn't it? Bengali word neem tree is called Nima. Yeah? Neem, okay. So, because he born under a neem tree, also his name was called Nimai. So there is many different names of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So one of this name, Nimai. See, he appeared. The Lord never born. He is Ajanma. Ajanma means the word exactly. Ajanma means who never born, who never take birth. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu never born. It's appeared exactly like Krishna. He appeared. He didn't. Although he came from the womb of Devaki, but it was not the normal kind of birth that was. That's what happened. He took birth or born. He appeared. How he appeared? Bhagavan api viswatma bhaktanam abhayankara abhivesam sabhagena mano anaka dundubhi. In the Bhagavatam, the 10th canto, it is clearly stated by Vyasadev that Bhagavan api viswatma, api, the word api is very important here. Bhagavan, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who has the full opulences, the six opulences we have discussed in the past. And api, only him, no one else. What he is doing? Bhagavan api viswatma. He is the soul of the whole universes. As a viswatma, he is the Garbhodaka Sai Vishnu. He enters to all the universes. That's why his name is called Viswatma. Bhagavan api viswatma. He is the viswatma. Bhaktanam abhayankara. And to help all his devotees, to protect all his devotees, what he is doing? Abhivesam sabhagena mano anakadundabhi. So what he does? He enters the mind of Vasudev. Vasudev's mind. It's not the normal man and woman. They, create a baby. It's totally different. He enters through the mind of the Supreme, Vasudev, and then he transfers himself from the mind to the heart of Vasudev. And from the heart of Vasudev, he himself transferred to the heart of Devaki. And from the heart of Devaki, Devaki become pregnant. That's the appearance. It's not a janma or the, the Supreme Personality of Godhead takes birth. And he says that janma karma chame divyam evam yo beti tattvatah tyakta deha punar janmam naiti mameti swarjuna. O Arjuna, my appearance, my activities, my pastimes are all transcendental. If somebody knows by philosophically, then he will not take birth again once he leaves his body. That's the statement by the Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna in the battle of Kurukshetra when he is speaking the Bhagavad Gita. So that's the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared. And the two main reasons we talk about, one is the internal reason and second is the external reason. Let's talk about the external reasons. The external reasons Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appeared in this world, there was so many reasons in that external reasons. The so many external reasons is that one of the reasons is Advaitacharya was constantly praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, "My dear Lord, look at this material world. Everyone is suffering. Everyone is suffering in this material world. When you will come, please, please come. And once you will be here, all the pain and suffering of this material entity, the living entities will be disappeared." That is one of the reasons. Second thing is, the Lord has to come to preach the love of Godhead. Before the Lord came, we used to do the yajnas, so many type of yajna, but the holy name was not so much chanted. And in this Kali Yuga, there was no other way a person can go home back to Godhead. So this is the only thing that we can take in our life, and you know, we have to chant the holy name. And this is by the holy name, power of the holy name, one can go home back to Godhead. And the Lord came to give that. He came and he gave. The Lord never called himself, I am the God. He never declared himself. That's why he is called Channa Avatar. He was confidentially came only to help the devotees and to this material world as a devotee. He came as a devotee. He didn't came as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, we have heard the first time, many times, many different places. He has shown, we can see here, the Sarvabhuj Gauranga here, the six arms showing to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. He is the Lord Ramachandra, he is Krishna, and he is Gauranga. The six arms. That's called Sarvabhuj Gauranga. And many, many places. When it came to Jagai Madhai, he called his Sudarshan, the dis, to kill them. So the Lord so has his power or the potency, but that was hidden most of the time. If anyone was calling him, you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he would put his finger in his ear and he would say, Krishna, 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 don't say that to me. Because he was acting like a devotee. But Rupa Goswami, first time when he met, along with his younger brother, anyone know the name? Sri Ballava or Anupam Malik. His original name was Sri Ballava, but his name was given Anupam Malik. So when they met, the first sloka Rupa Goswami recited, he exposed Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that you are Krishna yourself. Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gaur Disaye Namaha. So he is the first time he was exposed by Rupa Goswami that you are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Although the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they all know that he is non-different from Krishna, but they were not preaching so much because they were preaching the holy name. Here he immediately exposed the Lord. He said, Namo Mahabhadanyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. He said, Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya. The Krishna Chaitanya and Krishna is non-different from each other. The most munificent personality of Godhead who came here to give freely the most treasure, the biggest wealth in this world is the holy name. Krishna Prema Pradayate. To give the love of Godhead, you came, you incarnated. So that's why, you know, the Supreme Personality of Godhead comes as an external reason. And then what is the internal reason? Internal reason is the most sweet, but it is very hard sometimes to understand. When Krishna came to this world 5,000 years ago, so that time Radharani was serving Krishna tremendously and loving Krishna tremendously. And although Radharani is the internal potency of Krishna called the Ladini Shakti, but still Krishna couldn't understand that how much love Radharani has for Krishna. The love derived from Radharani was not even understandable by Krishna. So he wanted to know how she could do such kind of things. So that's the one of the meaning. And then he thought that, you know, Radharani was doing so much wonderful service, pleasing Krishna. And yet all the gopis are not jealous at all towards Radharani, and they were so much serving towards Radharani. And Krishna wanted to know, experience that love. So that's why he become, he took the, he appeared as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Brajendra Nandana Jai, Sachi Suta Hoila Sei, Balarama Hoila Nitai. Dina Hina Jata Chila, Hariname Uddharila, Tar Sakhi Jagai Madhai. Brajendra Nandana Jai, who? The Brajendra Nandan Krishna. Brajendra Nandan, Brajendra means, Nanda Maharaj's name is also Brajendra. Brajendra Nandana, the son of Brajendra, he become the son of Sachi, Sachi Suta Hoila Sei. And then what happened? Balarama Hoila Nitai. And Lord Balaram, what he become? Nityananda Prabhu. And for what purpose? Dina Hina Jata Chila, Hariname Uddharila, Tar Sakhi Jagai Madhai. There was as many as fallen souls in this world. Dina Hina Jata Chila, Hariname Uddharila. By giving the holy name, you have elevated them. And if we want to see the example or witness, then Jagai Madhai. Who could be the biggest witness of them? They are the most sinners who would kill people, beat people. That's their regular job. And they become the great devotees of the Lord by just 1 second. By the one glance of mercy, by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, they become great devotees. So that's the characteristics of the internal potency we discussed. So we'll come back to Ballavavata, meeting with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in Jagannath Puri. It's described in the 7th chapter of Antalila. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri. After Sanatan Goswami departed, Mahaprabhu has taken the wonderful prasadam at Advaitacharya and then told Nityananda Prabhu to depart for preaching the love of Godhead in Bengal. Then Ballavavata is coming. Ballavavata, as we said, that Ballavavata, he was a great devotee, and he himself had a Vaishnava Sampradaya called Ballava Sampradaya, very renowned Sampradaya in India also. So Ballava Sampradaya, and he was the main person of the Ballava Sampradaya. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, as soon as Ballavavata has seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he immediately paid his obeisances. Mahaprabhu was always very respectful to Ballavavata. And he immediately called Ballavavata near him, given a seat next to him, embraced him first and told him to sit next to him. But Mahaprabhu always thought Ballavavata had so much pride that he is a great devotee of the Lord. He himself was thinking, Mahaprabhu, I'm one of your great devotees. He was thinking himself. So he was so much proud that, you know, he was a great devotee himself. So in this way, he has thinking all the time. When Mahaprabhu met in Prayag, once he met in Prayag, although he was a great devotee, great acharya, but the pride, and the arrogance of being a great devotee is not good for a devotee. For a Vaishnava, thinking himself that I am a great devotee is the biggest downfall in our Vaishnava line. Or, you know, so never consider ourselves that we are great devotees. We should always, we have to take the example of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami or Narottam Das Thakur. He says, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami says, Jagai madhai hoite mui se papista, purusera kita hoite mui se logista. It's the, how much they are surrender, how much they are humble, we can see from Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami. He is writing the whole Chaitanya Charitamrita. Because of his mercy, today we are getting the love of Godhead. And he is saying, Jagai madhai haite muhi se papisto. If you see the sinner in this whole world, I think I would be the most sinister. How you say that? Sinful person. Most sinful person. And how I can compare? I can compare myself like Jagai and Madhai. Jagai Madhai hoite mui se papishto. I am the same sinful person like the Jagai Madhai. Purusera kita hoite mui se lagishto. The worm from the human, you know. Sometimes purusera, or the, just say worm. The lowest in the, you know, living beings. I'm also compared to that kind of personified. So I'm not, you know, a Vaishnava even. He was not thinking himself a Vaishnava. But by his mercy, today we are able to hear what we are hearing. So this is the humbleness and the surrender of this exalted personality of the Vaishnavas like him. Krishna Das Kaviraj, Goswami, and so many other wonderful, Haridas Thakur, we can say. He would chant 300,000 holy names a day. We can't even imagine. Our material senses can't even even imagine that, you know, we can chant such kind of, you know, holy names. 300,000. How it is possible? But without chanting the 300,000, he will not even drink water. That's the Haridas Thakur. But here it is Ballava Acharya was a bit proud that, you know, he is a great devotee. So when he met, he said to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, my dear Lord, for a long time I was thinking about you, when I will meet with you. I'm desiring to meet with you. My desire was no, you know, there was no, not even explained in words how much I have desired. But Lord Jagannath somehow finally heard my desire, and today I finally met with you, and I'm so much, you know, pleased that that this day came that I met with you. Then he said that, all this time you have preached the Sankirtan movement. By your preaching, there were so many people become devotees of Krishna. They understood the love of Godhead. And you are the most exalted personality of Godhead. You are yourself the supreme personality of Godhead. Ballavacharya is saying in his own words. And he said that any time a person even think about you, they are purified. What we are talking about seeing you, what we are talking about associate with you. But just thinking about Lord Gaurahari, a person's sinful reaction will go away and they will be immediately purified. And they will be able to chant the holy name. One thing we need to remember here, the holy name, a person can chant, but they have to come to a purification stage to chant the holy name. But Ballabha Bhatta is saying, if a person see a devotee, they become purified. if only they see by one glance by a Vaishnava, they can be purified and they will be able to chant the holy name. Srila Narottam Das Thakur says again in another bhajan in the Saranagati,
Gangara parasa hoile paschate pavano darsane pavitra koro e tomara guna.
A Vaishnava, how they, you know, are so much able to purify the others, that's, you know, Narottam Das Thakur says here. If a person goes to take a bath, the holy river of Ganges, then they will be purified definitely. There is no doubt. Gangara paras, or they will sprinkle some water on their head, then certainly they will be purified. But if someone has taken darshan of a pure devotee, they are already purified. So you don't have to go all the way to Ganges to take a bath to be purified. But if you see a pure devotee, then you will be immediately purified. So that's Narottam Das Thakur says. So he's saying that, my dear Lord, your Sankirtan movement has spread all over the India and you have preached so much. You have preached the Nama Sankirtan by chanting the holy name. So many people, they have got purified. And he's saying that you have manifested the holy name of Krishna throughout entire world. Anyone who sees you is immediately absorbed in ecstatic love of Krishna. So many ways he has praised to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he embraced Ballava Acharya, sat next to him, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thought that I have met many times Ballava Bhatta. And he has the ego and the, you know, pride he has that he's a great Vaishnava. I don't want that, you know, continue. Because he can't attain the love of Godhead by having that. So he was being very merciful. So he started saying that, dear Ballava Bhatta, I can tell you, I am a sannyas from a Mayavad school. Exact word Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is saying. I am from a Mayavad school. So I don't have any bhakti. I don't have any devotion. The Supreme Personality of Godhead himself is saying, to make more humble, to surrender to Krishna, he is saying that I am from a Mayavad school. I don't know the love of Godhead. But I can tell you honestly that nevertheless my mind has become purified because I have associated with Advaita Acharya. Who he is, the Supreme Personality of Godhead himself. I got purified because of association of Advaita Acharya. Then he's saying, he is unparalleled in his understanding of all the revealed scriptures and the devotional service of Lord Krishna. Therefore, he is called Advaita Acharya. Then he's saying that he is such a great personality that by his mercy he can convert even the meat eater, mlechas, to the devotional service of Krishna, who therefore can estimate the power of his Vaishnavism. So how the Lord glorifies about the Vaishnavas we are, you know, reading here. Then he came to Nityananda Prabhu. He said, Nityananda Prabhu, the Avadhuta, is also directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He is always intoxicated with the madness of ecstatic love. Indeed, he is an ocean of love of Krishna. He is again saying. Then he is coming to Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. See how he is explaining about all the Vaishnavas, how glorious they are. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya perfectly knows the six philosophical theses. He is therefore the spiritual master of the entire world in teaching the six paths of philosophy. He is the best of devotees. We should know that Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya is the incarnation of Brihaspati. So Brihaspati is the spiritual master of the heaven, all the demigods. He is the spiritual master of all the demigods, and he appeared as Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and the prime minister of King Prataparudra. He was the one of the minister, main minister, I think prime minister, something. And great knowledgeable. Sometime we'll discuss about Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's discourse. One of the best one. So one day we'll maybe hear that. Then the Lord says, Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya has shown me the limit of devotional service. Only by his mercy have I understood the devotional service of Krishna is the essence of all mystic yoga. Then he comes to Ramanand Roy. He says that Ramanand Roy is the ultimate knower of the transcendental mellows of Lord Krishna's devotional service. He has instructed me that Lord Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We laugh because the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he himself is not saying he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and he is glorifying his devotees. Just to help another devotee, that you know, the pride is not so good. Then again he is talking about Ramanand Roy. Through the mercy of Ramanand Roy, through the mercy of Ramanand Roy, I have understood the ecstatic love of Krishna is the highest goal of life, and the spontaneous love of Krishna is the highest perfection. So this is the beautiful explanation of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Ballabhata or Ballabhacharya. Ballabhacharya was become very famous, very popular after getting the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. His Bhagavatam commentary on Bhagavatam become so popular. But before that, when he submitted to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, no one knew that he has even given a commentary on Bhagavatam. The reason why he was not popular at that time, because he was thinking himself that his Bhagavatam commentary, because he was a great scholar, no doubt about that, and a great devotee of the Lord. But same time, because of the pride, his commentary was not accepted by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or his disciples. But somehow, first he came, met with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said that, I have given a commentary on Bhagavatam and it's amazing. Please, dear Lord, can you hear me? I can recite them. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that, you know, I have no qualification of this Bhagavatam. I simply know how to chant. I'm not a great devotee that I can understand Srimad Bhagavatam. So then he approached other devotees. They all said that when they have seen that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu denied, then they also denies. They said that we can't hear. And they, every day, Ballabhata would come to meet with the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and he will give some discourse or discussion about Bhagavatam, and he will be defeated. Every day he would be defeated and go with sad face to home. Every day that became a custom. The normal devotees, the followers of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu or the associates of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would defeat him every day. And by defeating, He felt so much rejected. He felt that, you know, what is my life? I have written this commentary on Bhagavatam. No one wants to hear this. These are the Vaishnavas only can understand the Bhagavatam. And they say, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Lord himself said that he doesn't understand the Bhagavatam. To whom I should go? Then he approached Gadadhar Pandit. Gadadhar Pandit was very merciful. He said that, you know, I have compiled this commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. Could you kindly hear this? Before even Gadadhar Pandit says, no, I don't want to hear, he was trying to avoid such a way that, you know, he doesn't want to hear. But Ballabh Bhatt started, you know, reciting the Bhagavatam. So he didn't stop. He started reciting. And he felt that now he will be rejected by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He felt himself, and he didn't approach Chaitanya Mahaprabhu afterwards, because he felt that he has deviated from the Lord, and he is hearing from a person who is very proud. It was a test for Gadadhar Pandit as well as Ballabh Bhatt both. So every day he would come, Ballabh Bhatt, and recite the Bhagavatam. And Gadadhar Pandit, although he is the treasure of the knowledge, he would still hear and authenticate some way. Not fully, but authenticate. But it was not fully authenticated without meeting with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. One day he said that the Bhagavatam I have compiled, he is approaching Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Ballabh Bhatt, and saying that the Bhagavatam I have given, the commentary, is higher than Sridhar Swami. Just to let you know that Sridhar Swami is the first commentator of Srimad Bhagavatam. Vyasadeva has compiled the Bhagavatam, and it was really, really hard for us, even we are qualified in Sanskrit, just to let you know how hard this slokas. It's not easily understandable. And a great Vaishnava and great scholar like Sridhar Swami, he has given his commentary. After the commentary, we got to know about Bhagavatam in this world. And then Ballabh Bhatt is saying that my commentary is even higher than Sridhar Swami. In fact, Sridhar Swami's commentary is not authority, in proper, you know, authority, followed proper authority. And my Bhagavatam is followed the proper authority. So that's why my Bhagavatam is higher. By hearing that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said that that's called prostitution. You are deviated from your authority. A great authority given a commentary, and you have deviated from there, and you are thinking yourself you are the great devotee. So anyways, coming back to again how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu explained all this devotee's name, how he learned so many things, and Ballabh Bhatt said that, how can I meet with them? Could you introduce me, my dear Lord? I want to see them. After hearing all the wonderful pastimes of these exalted personalities, he was eager to meet with these devotees. And he said that, when can I meet with them? Where they are staying? Then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, some of them they are living in Bengal, and some of them they are living in different part of India. But the best thing is that now this is the time of Kart festival, Jagannath Rath Yatra time. They are all here, and you can meet with them. So same day, Ballabh Bhatt invited Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to take the lunch at his house. And next day, Ballabh Bhatt met with all these wonderful devotees, and he fell on their feet and begged for mercy. By doing that, he gained the trust of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But same time, still his pride hasn't fully disappeared. he again came to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, then he said that, you know, his commentary is higher than Sridhar Swami. And that made Chaitanya Mahaprabhu say that this is called prostitution. Only because you are deviated from the line. The authorities you haven't taken seriously. How can you then consider yourself, your commentary is great? By hearing that, Ballabhat then fall on the feet of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and beg for forgiveness. He was forgiven as we all know that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the ocean of mercy. He was very merciful. And he requested, can you put your foot on my head so that I will be purified from this pride? And the Lord fulfilled his desire. And then Ballabhat was totally out of this pride. Since we are, you know, discussing about Ballabhat or Ballabhacharya's commentary, we can bring one sloka from Bhagavatam, how beautifully he explained. This is the pastime of the Lord is eaten the mud. And then all his cowherd friends, along with Balaram, they have lodged a complaint to Mother Yasoda, saying that Krishna has eaten the mud. And then Mother Yasoda was very strongly asked, have you eaten the mud? She took Krishna up and asked him, have you eaten the mud? And Krishna says that Naham Bhakyutban Amba Sarbe Mithya Visansinha Yadi Satya Girartahi Samachyang Pasyame Mukham. Naham. This word is two words mixed, so it becomes one word in Sanskrit. So there is two. Na means not, aham means me. I haven't eaten the mud. But these cowherd boys, they are all envious to me, including my brother, older brother Balaram. They are all liars. And they are, you know, lying to you, my mother. Please don't listen to them. They are lying here. But if you still thinking that they are truthful and I'm a liar, then I can open my mouth, you can see. So here, Krishna opens the mouth, but you know, some commentators, they say that Krishna lied because everyone has witnessed that Krishna was eating the mud. Then Ballabhacharya giving his commentary. Naham bhakshvitvan amba sarve mithyabhisansinah. The naham word, again, he is saying that if the naham word in Sanskrit taken as a one word, because it is two word, na aham, if you take as a one word, it becomes universe. The meaning is universe. He's saying that, dear mother, you are talking about I have eaten the mud. What you are talking about mud? I have eaten so many universe in, you know, if you don't believe, I can open my mouth and you can see this. So this is the commentary of Sri Ballabhacharya. So beautifully he has given his commentary many, many different places. So he's saying that I can open, and then Krishna opened the mouth. Mother Yasoda saw the whole universes in his mouth. We know that pastime. But this is the way Ballabhacharya or Sri Ballabhata's pride was subdued by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So we'll stop it here. Time has already gone past a little bit. I would like to ask if you have any other question or comments.